Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Most High, the kindest of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And warm salam and greeting, first of all, to our 12th Imam, whom we are waiting for, our Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif. And warm salam and blessings and peace to you, dear brothers and sisters in faith. This is Islamic Upbringing Program. You're listening to from IRIB English Radio. And we have in the studio our beloved dear guest, respected guest sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. We've been talking a lot about laziness and the roots of laziness. Previously, you mentioned a very important point, and that was that you have to keep your child busy.
So you see?
So we were talking about laziness from so many different aspects, and one very important point that you mentioned in our previous program was if you want to avoid having lazy children, try to keep them busy, like, really busy, as of course not like too much busy that it's like beyond their capacity and limit and you like get all their energy. Like try to have a very fruitful timetable for them, give them responsibility. And we talked about motivation.
Yes.
Sometimes children are lazy because like they don't know what why exactly they have to do what they have to do, right?
Yeah.
So the question for today is, how do I give my teenage lazy child motivation?
Yes, it's actually a question that even we as adults need time
exactly.
and again, right? Motivation is something that we need to go on with our activities and to feel that we have achieved something, to feel happiness in whatever we do, to feel even at times of distress that we can still continue doing our things, because
exactly.
it doesn't mean that we have to give up everything in times of distress. That's not how Allah has created us. We have to still keep on moving, and there's always a factor that is, you know, like a factor of achievement, a factor of sawab that you get, a reward you get, and the thing that, you know, Allah rewards you for, even that distress that you undertake, provided you don't leave your things, you know, your tasks
undone,
exactly. So motivation increases determination to achieve your goals, whatever be it, whatever situation you are in. And when you, of course, succeed, you feel very much happier, which Allah wants for you, which we want also for our children. But when we don't succeed and we are disappointed, even still then, we need to be motivated, right? We need to look at the the underlying factor that causes this disappointment.
It's depression, right?
Yeah. For example, you know, lack of attention in children, or feeling of insecurity or fear in children, or, you know, some kind of home situation that arises, such problems that a child feels the insecurity that now, you know, he doesn't belong to a family, maybe separation of parents.
Mm-hmm.
So all this comes about, and we need to tackle all this. But after it's done, then how to retain this motivation? It comes, it creeps on and off, you see. So we are going to discuss at length about this, how to enhance and increase the motivation.
Okay, let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters in faith. We're talking about how to actually motivate our children. How is it possible to give the right motivation to our lazy child?
Yes. Number one is we have to focus more on the process than the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, parents want quick results, you know. Even we insan, khulikal insan, ajula, he wants, you know, something hurriedly. He doesn't want to concentrate on the process of how he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, the outcome, a person may work so hard, diligently, but you'll see that he's not earning so well. He's not earning the amount of the money that he wants. But Allah knows, for example, this is his risk that he needs. So it's what Allah rewards you is for the process. You know, that effort that you put in, not the outcome. And it's such a good thing, yeah? Like in other institutes or schools or everything, they usually judge you for the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But Allah's examination is such that He judges you for your effort,
yeah,
not the outcome. Whatever you result, and He will, because He has said it, He's promised, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ سَوْفَ يُرَى. That a person who, if he struggles, he must achieve something. He will achieve goodness, good character traits. Maybe he'll achieve that izzat and that, for example, respect among the people. He will achieve something that is, for example, a sustenance that was beyond his realization that he could have achieved. So everything is not what we count as goodness and achievement. We may count, you know, power or a degree, a good degree as an achievement. But if you go and see in the long run, what is to our benefit is what Allah wants. That is the best for us, okay? So the outcome for a parent also, he should or she should look at how the child is, for example, as far as studies is concerned. If the child is putting effort, if the child is doing their best, doesn't mean he has to overstudy or something, but doing their best, going to school on time, studying, but getting still bad grades. So what is the work of the parent here?
If the child is, the IQ of the child is not, like, that's not the problem. Like, for example, my own daughter, when, like, she had some problems in the previous year. But this year, I really don't want any final results from her. As long as I see that she's putting the right amount of effort,
I say,
and she comes home, she's like, oh, mom, I didn't do it. You know, I didn't, like, get a perfect job. I get a perfect mark. I say, it's okay. I saw you last night and the nights before. You were so good. You were trying so hard. And that's important
for
me. Yes,
that's so important. In fact, that's the thing that really makes them study more.
Exactly.
They'll feel that next time I want to actually get the good grades, and that's for themselves, not for you or the fear of you. If a parent just sees, oh, your grades, look how so and so has performed like this and you have performed like that, that will really shatter a child. So look at the efforts.
Yeah, but like, for example, it's important that the mother and the father are in the same boat. For example, her father is so grade oriented, like if she doesn't get the perfect mark, he starts asking her, oh, why didn't you study harder? I want my daughter to get this and that. But I am like different from him. So sometimes the child is in the middle of like two different streams, and that's like where the problem
is. Yeah, but now you have to be the stronger parent. You see, you have to outcome and explain at the same time that the best thing is that she's trying.
Yeah.
That is what really pays a person.
Yeah.
Like, that is the satisfaction you get. Even my daughter, she tries so much, but her marks are not so good. So I always see when she's trying and she's doing like her own self, she's speaking to her own self about what she has to study. I feel so happy that she's understood it.
Yeah.
You see, so it doesn't mean everything is about grades.
Exactly.
The most successful people are the people who have got the least grades, actually. So when you want to focus on the process, you know, your teen will be less likely to shy away from the challenges that are going to face for him. Because he'll know that what matters is the process that he's going to undertake, the process, the efforts that he's going to put. And it's least likely that he doesn't learn anything in the process, right? So there's so much to learn. Like, if you talk about the benefits of learning and studying more than getting good grades, you know, together, so it'll create a broad-mindedness in him.
Hmm.
Talk about it. with him that what is important is when we learn all these things.
Yeah.
But getting good grades, you might even forget it. You know, like, for example, don't discourage him that don't get good grades.
Yeah.
For example, if you didn't get good grades, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're a loser or something. In fact, you have studied so much, which you'll remember. You've studied it with so much happiness. You'll remember these things. It has made you grow so much, like, you know, so much, you know, all these things. But there are people out there who have the best grades, but they don't know how to be responsible, or they're sometimes even lazy, and they sometimes even forget everything that they've learned.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that the best grades have made the most success in a person.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you should stop trying now. You should keep on trying, and you'll never face a loss. Keep on trying.
Let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. We're talking about laziness, and we as parents are so important in preventing our children from becoming lazy. One way of which is to give them motivation. How? By focusing on the process rather than the result. Oftentimes it's the challenge with the parent himself that he is so product-oriented or result-oriented that he keeps discouraging the child to struggle harder.
And you know, this is like a personality in him from his childhood. Maybe his parents did, you know, judge him like that. So he becomes like that, or she becomes like that. So we have to know where to draw the line and how to, you know, like be effort-oriented, the way you say it. Not
Sister Khalfan, I think in the process of child raising or child upbringing or Islamic upbringing is exactly has to do with upbringing yourself first.
True, of course.
It's true that the child is living in a different time, and there's the social media and like so many different factors, genetics, this and that. But then, like, I as a parent, every day of my life, I am struggling with myself in trying to improve myself, like my patience, my motivation.
What you say, how you say it.
Exactly.
When you say it.
Exactly.
Right? So these things really, really like, you know, they just stick to the mind of a child and they form his personality. So we also play a great role in the formation of personality of our children.
Exactly.
So how we motivate them is also this factor that, you know, another factor is praise them for their hard work. Not only, you know, like see it, like overseeing it, but praise them also. That what you did, what you're doing is a great thing.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're doing this thing, you know. And please continue. You're not wasting your time. It's a great effort. And Allah is rewarding you, of course. And then also talk about his dreams and hope. This might be maybe tactful or a little tricky for some people, but I believe myself personally, this is my own personal belief. Also, what are the dreams and hopes? Make them from now and enhance them by calling them with those names. For example, my professor child. My child who tries so hard. My professor child. So the child will feel that at least I'm a professor for my mother or my parents, right?
Yeah.
So these things, my clever child, my intellectual, my scientist.
Yeah.
So all these things are not something in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to encourage them in this way so that they know that they are, you know, always motivated. There's nothing like a, you know, standstill in doing something.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't understand science well, it's not as if now they give up. No.
Mm-hmm.
We work hard. We go to libraries. We find them a tutor. We also take interest. I remember with my son who was very small at that time, I didn't know Arabic and I bought dictionaries. And I'm not saying I did a great job, but I tried a lot. And then, of course, I found him tutors. So that way I saw that he was also taking interest in finding words in the dictionary. We used to translate the books, you know, like the book of what it used to say, the story, and how he used to reply, because it was like sometimes very challenging for me. He used to bring very bad results. And then I really prayed hard and I found him a tutor. Then I saw that after maybe 12, 13 years old, he was so independent that he started doing better than what he was doing before when I was tutoring him. Wow. And when tutors were tutoring him.
That's what matters.
He, when he was independent and he had the encouragement, that was the best result that
exactly.
he brought. And
I guess we have to
at some point in time trust them.
Exactly.
That how they study, have they studied, you know, rather than, did you study? Are you sure you studied? Can I test you if you have studied or not, as far as motivating the studying part is concerned? Right. No. Can I trust you?
Yeah.
Yes, you can trust. And then when they bring the marks, but I trusted you, okay?
Exactly.
Did you study well? Yes, I studied well, but I got this report. Okay, next time we want to see your studying.
Right.
At the time of studying, I want to see how you study.
Exactly.
I'll write for you some questions. Then you answer these questions.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've reached the end of another episode of our program. We hope that these programs were beneficial for you. You can go to parsetoday.ir/en if you want to see an archive of the remaining of our episode of this program. You can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also see us on Facebook, Instagram, at Call of Islam Radio. We'd be happy if you can share your questions or comments with us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam.